Every morning when I go to open my laptop, my husband has not hidden the fact that he was there the night before. He goes to sleep 2 hours after me and often spends the time surfing the web. What I am confronted with first thing in the morning, even before breakfast, even before coffee, even before orange juice, is not a porno site, not a TED Talk, not the credits of the movie he had watched, but complicated graphs accompanied by impossible-to-understand articles, usually on some kind of damage that is being done to the planet. This morning's was about how much CO2 is released by 1 gallon of gasoline. Turns out I don't have to see the info on my computer. He will tell me as soon as I walk out of the bedroom. He will tell it to me in passionate tones as if he were describing the tsunami that hit Japan. He says, "You will not believe this, Nance. 1 gallon of gas weighs 6.5 pounds, and that converts into 20 pounds of CO2. I say, "Do you want pancakes?" He says, "I have to check that again. That can't be right. 1 gallon of gas, 20 pounds of CO2? I can't believe this. How do you go from 6.5 pounds of liquid gasoline to 20 pounds of CO2 greenhouse gas?" This must be a rhetorical question because he can't possibly think I could remotely know the answer. He continues, undaunted. "The gasoline is a hydrocarbon. There's a multiplying effect. That's what it is. So when the gas burns and combines with oxygen..." "Or an omelet," I interrupt. I try to be as shocked and disturbed by the facts as he is. It's not as if I'm countering with my own thrilling purchase of a pair of Manolos on eBay. I'm not entirely a lightweight, but I don't eat, sleep, and dream the planet's future. The fact is, if we as a species are to survive, we need more of him and less of me. He's hyper-conscious of waste. He monitors people when they wash dishes, and he shows them how not to let the water escape down the hole. He uses a small towel after he showers, which isn't that often, by the way. Not because he isn't impeccable, it's because he says Americans shower too much. Because washing a big towel, he says, takes too much energy. Meanwhile, I'm wrapping myself in a bath sheet the size of Texas. We're just different. It's not like I want him to be watching porno, but the problem is he almost can't enjoy himself because he worries so much because he knows too much. We are going on our first vacation in a long while. Unfortunately, I made the airline reservations the day after he discovered the thing about gas and CO2. When I tell him the dates and the times and the rest of the details about our trip to Tulum, he doesn't say, "Oh, it will be so nice to relax on white sand and swim in turquoise water." He says, "Can you imagine how much CO2 gets released by planes?" Maybe I do want him to visit a few harmless porno sites.